Forever Changing History, Michelle Obama. In a small household tucked away in Chicago's South Side, one of the most influential minds of today was raised. That influential mind would grow up to not only impact a country, but more specifically African Americans, women, and our nation's youth. This mind is known as Michelle LaVon Robinson, otherwise known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama's incredible determination and work ethic has led her to the world's highest of education levels, as well as a Juris Doctor degree. When first becoming the 44th First Lady, as well as the first African-American First Lady, when Barack Obama was elected as president, Michelle Obama stated in a speech, "Every day, the people I meet inspire me. Every day, they make me proud. Every day, they remind me how blessed we are to live in the greatest nation on earth. Serving as your First Lady is an honor and a privilege." Michelle Obama has had one of the most influential presences, not only as a former United States First Lady, but also an inspirational African American and even global leader. Michelle Obama was born Michelle LaVon Robinson on January 17, 1964, in Chicago, Illinois. Michelle's father, Frazier Robinson III, was a city pump operator, as well as a Democratic precinct captain. Her mother, Marion, was a secretary, but later stayed home to take care of Michelle and her older brother, Craig Robinson, who was born on April 1962. An outstanding student with a great work ethic, Obama completed many advanced courses at the Whitney M. Young Magnet High School. Michelle was accepted into Princeton University in 1981 and graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Sociology in 1985. She then proceeded to take her studies to Harvard Law School, earning her JD in 1988. Obama's success led her to say, "Whether you come from a council estate or a country estate, your success will be determined by your own confidence and fortitude." Before her days as a First Lady, however, she had a public service career. In 1991, she became an assistant to the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Richard M. Daley, and from 1992 to 1993, Michelle was the assistant commissioner for the Chicago Department of Planning and Development. She then founded the Chicago branch of Public Allies, which was a leadership training program for young adults. She then married Barack Obama in 1992, having met together working at the Chicago branch of the firm Sidley Austin in the area of marketing and intellectual property. The couple had two children, Malia Ann and Natasha. Mrs. Obama is the first lady to have given birth in the 21st century. Barack Obama was then elected as the 44th President of the United States in 2004.
Michelle Obama, one of the most noticeable First Ladies women of her era, had multiple accomplishments that first started with her husband Barack being elected as the President of the United States of America in 2004. Michelle was actually first reluctant of her husband running for president because she was scared of how it might have affected her daughters. However, she would still support him and his campaign, which is described by one of her quotes about marriage that states, "It has to be a partnership. You have to really, really like and respect the person you're married to, because it is a hard road. I mean, that's what I tell all young couples. Don't expect it to be easy, melding two lives and trying to raise others, and doing it forever. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster, so there are highs and lows. But if in the end you can look him in the eye and say, 'I like you.'" In this quote, she not only describes what a marriage is and how she and Barack have stayed so strong, but she also defines what friendship, partnership, and overall human kindness is, something that is one of her best qualities. Along with being the first African-American flautist, First Lady of the United States, she created many charities to help with our nation's youth, from the poor to the unhealthy to those with deployed family members. She launched charities like My Play and Me Plato, which made it easier for parents to understand healthier choices for their families. Then in 2011, would join forces with Joe Biden to create Joining Forces, which got Americans to rally around service members, veterans, and their families to support them through wellness, education, and job opportunities. And then in 2015, would proceed to create with her husband Let Girls Learn, which helped girls go to or stay in school all around the world. Even after her time in office with her husband, she is still impacting the world, but more recently our country. She has been encouraging people to vote on the political trail, rather than just be bystanders on our country's political point. She also helps endorse politicians in the Democratic Party, a prime example being Hillary Clinton in the competitive election against her biggest opponent, Donald Trump, She would also pursue other hobbies such as writing a book, including her cookbook, American Grown, and even do some acting, such as her cameo in the Disney Channel TV show Jessie, that highlighted a little girl whose mother was deployed in Afghanistan. Here's a clip from the Jessie cameo.
Mrs. Obama, thank you for bringing my mom home for my birthday.
Oh, Taylor, no thank you. You see, both the president and I know how much you and all our military children do for our country. See, by staying strong, helping out around the house, and supporting your mom from here at home, both you and your grandmother are serving our country just as much as your mom is.
Michelle Obama's dedication to her craft has made her an American hero and legend. As a mother, wife, and lawyer, she has created many triumphs throughout her life. Throughout her husband's political career, Michelle has not only helped her family's career, but also the careers of today's youth. She is one of the most prominent figures in encouraging people to vote, as seen in this year's midterm elections. As Mrs. Obama states, there are still many causes worth sacrificing for, so much history yet to be made.